Well, it's you know, it feels like the old movie Groundhog Day, and that is you know, that's been the same old for quite a while. But our enrollment has been strong the last several years. People have heard me say that before, and we're strong and steady. We may be down just a little bit this fall. Our numbers are coming in a little less than what they had been, but we've had three record years, and so. That's expected a little bit with the demography and direct from high school students being reduced in the state. You add that to the budget impasse, and there's a negative vibe out there, I would say. But it's having a small impact. But we've been strong and steady. We've got those three record years in the pipeline now. Our retention and graduation rates are very strong, and so that helps us with enrollment overall. And our fundraising is coming along very, very well. Overall, we're doing pretty doggone well.
How much is enrollment going to be down in the fall?
Deposit rate right now would reflect that we're down about 3%, but that's less than 200 students. And so we have a plan in place to try to increase the number of international students on the campus to help meet our diversity goals. We're probably a year away from making any major impact in that area, but that's kind of our alternative plan for this.
That's a plan that many institutions of higher education have gone to, but right now is not a good time to be starting on that plan because the political climate internationally is causing places like the U of I, which has a lot of international students, to worry that those folks are going to go to Canada or Europe instead because of the immigration concerns and the visa concerns. How are you going to counter that trend?
Well, I would disagree that it's not a good time to start. One might say that we should have started earlier, and I would probably agree with that. But the bottom line is that the demand for an education in the United States, and particularly a demand for Illinois State University, is going to be very strong because our brand is strong. We've always been welcoming. We have not been as aggressive, in my estimation, about adding the number of international students. And we stand at about 2-3% of our total population coming from other countries. We've been open for a long period of time, and the fact is that we've got room to grow in that area because most institutions of our size will have 10-15% of their population. But our growth is not going to be at the expense of Illinois students at all. We still have about 92% of our students coming from the state of Illinois, and we're going to continue to be open to those individuals. But we plan to add some other individuals from other countries to that mix, and I think that will make us a stronger institution.
Are there certain countries that you'll be targeting, ones with relationships that you already have with institutions in those countries, South Korea, for instance?
Right. Well, there are. We're working with what's called a pathway group right now that is based in London to help us with some of that recruiting. You know, the ones that have the most students who are most interested in the United States are obviously China and India. But we want our international population to be as diverse as our domestic population. So we just don't want students from two countries making up the difference in that 2-5% and then 10% and on from there. So we're going to be looking at lots of different countries. We have planned to bolster our English as a second language program. That's already a good program. And so we'll be working with the pathway program to identify the countries, the discipline, the academic criteria, and the numbers. And so we're going to do this in the same planful way that Illinois State University has been noted for.
Are there certain strengths that ISU has that will be appealing to international students? The U of I, of course, focuses on hard sciences. ISU's traditional strength has been education, but certainly there are other programs, biology.
Sure.
CAST,
sure.
Is the College of Applied Science and Technology, is another one. What are ISU's assets?
Yeah, well, we're strong in the physical sciences as well as in the social sciences. There are some disciplines that international students have traditionally been more interested in, and many are interested in business. We obviously have a very strong College of Business, and so some will probably enter that area. You mentioned the College of Applied Sciences and Technology. We have a new cybersecurity program that we'll be putting in place this fall. I think they'll probably be interested in that. Or Information Systems Technology program, I'm sure we'll have interest in that area. But we also have interest in the fine arts. My wife and I, when we have events at the house, we ask to have someone play the piano for entertainment for us. And most of the folks that come out are in the College of Fine Arts in the performance area in piano. And probably over half of them are from other countries. And then within the College of Arts and Sciences, another popular area is typically in the biology and microbiology, but also in other areas in terms of some students want to come in and study languages and literature. We have a number of students from China have a very strong interest in English language and literature. And so I think it's really going to be a broad-based appeal, and I think we'll do just fine.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with ISU President Larry Dietz. A recent article in the Chronicle of Higher Education is with tech futurist Andrew McAfee, who lays out some possible implications for higher ed from the coming wave of roboticization. We've seen that, of course, in manufacturing for years, but his contention is it's going to creep downward into traditional cognitive roles that are routine, things like payroll clerks and so forth. How is ISU preparing for that eventuality?
I found the article to be fascinating, and I would agree with the author in some areas in that robots oftentimes can do tasks that are repetitive, and there probably will be some entry into some of these other positions with robots. But I think the strength that Illinois State University has in regard to that is that we have a core curriculum that is really about education and not about training. That core curriculum involves our humanities and our social sciences that helps teach people to work in groups, to have critical thinking, to have problem solving, to be able to communicate in written and oral forms. And what we find is that those courses and that core curriculum lend themselves to individuals who are going to be going well beyond the training piece and the education piece and help figure out what are the issues of the future that need to be addressed and how they should be addressed and what are the futuristic problems that need to be solved. So I think we're positioned very well.
What else does this article suggest ISU should consider in the future?
You know, one of his tenets about reviewing our course offerings and making sure that we are really about the business of educating students and not training, but at the same token, also a realization that there are times that a traditional degree, maybe not what the individual wants, or that might serve the individual well. So I think we need to be open to online courses and perhaps expanding those while we've been a traditional institution. And we're really a kind of a high-tech and high-touch kind of an institution. I think our course offerings through the online process will probably extend a little bit, and perhaps we need to look at some other kinds of ways to help individuals learn through badging and credentialing or some new terms. Some of the old terms that have been used for a long time are continuing education units, CEUs, those have been around for a long time. I think the lesson for us is that we need to be current, we need to be open to change and be able to respond